Here at the top of Fennel Hollow, William Ward settled with his family. Ward came to Poultley in 1774 and built a house that's been home to his family for generations. He fought at the Battle of Hubbardton, while his wife joined with many of the local women and fled the oncoming British soldiers. Known as the Valiant 13, the women traveled with their children for 50 miles on foot along rough trails to find a safe haven in Bennington. Ward was Justice of the Peace for 40 years and the town's first state representative. But earlier, he'd served as a delegate to the convention that wrote Vermont's Constitution, the first to prohibit slavery. Fittingly, he was also the judge who heard the case of a former slave, whose story we'll hear farther along this road. This was also the spot of what nearly came to be. In 1872, one of the wards was so certain that Horace Greeley, the journalist who began his career in Poultney, would become president, that he started outfitting this house as Greeley's summer White House. But Greeley lost the election to Ulysses S. Grant and died before the final votes could be tallied. Past the Ward House is a tiny cabin that's seen more than a few winters. It's said to be the earliest surviving log cabin in the town of Poultney, constructed about 1775 and lived in until the early 1900s. Continue driving to a T in the road. We'll bear right, but stop for a moment at the one-room schoolhouse.